We are now moving on to Hilchos Yom Kippur. We're up to Siman Tov Resh Yud Zayin, and we'll be doing the entire Siman. Ubris umonikos misanes umashlimus b'Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, a woman who is either pregnant or nursing must fast the entire day. The Bir Halacha brings down that if she's nursing a child who is ailing and he will not drink anything else, then that is a question of sakana, and if she's afraid she'll lose her milk supply, then the halacha is she would have to eat or drink. Sivbeis ubra shehiricha, a pregnant woman that smelled some food. Ufaneha mishtanim afal pishlo amra tzrichani, and you can see from her that she's beside herself. Her face has changed because she smelled it, and when a pregnant woman smells something, she gets a craving for it. And she's just got to not to eat. She's got to eat it. In a case where you don't see that she's changed, but she says, "I really must eat," she expresses the craving. Then the halach would be we believe her as well. So what do you do? Loch shin la ba'ozna shiyom kippurhu. You remind her today's Yom Kippur. Im niskaru adata bezichron zemutav. If that takes care of it, fine. V'im lav machilon osaat tisyashev daita. The halacha is you must give her enough food until she gets back to herself. How do you go about it? So the Mishnah Brura says the first thing that you're supposed to do is dip a toothpick into the gravy of food and let her taste that. If that's not enough, you give her the actual gravy, and if that doesn't work, then you give her less than a shear of the food itself. Someone who's actually ill and has to eat is supposed to eat as much as he needs, but should eat it in small shiurim, should break it up into small shiurim. Siv Gimel, kol adam sheiriach ma'achol v'nishtanu ponav mesukenu, im lo yitnu lo mimenu, ma'achilu nosu mimenu. Any person where you see he smelled food, and as a result of it, his whole face has changed, the halacha is that we give him food to eat, because that is a sakana. What happens if someone tells you, "I'm really feeling terrible, I don't see how I can continue fasting"? So you're not allowed to give him food because we don't see any signs on him of him being a chola. The Chasam Sofer says he, though, is allowed, if he knows that he's really sick, he's really ill, he's allowed to take food himself. Now, what happens in the case of an ubra shehiricha, and then you gave her food, and now she's fine, you can't give her any more food? A person, not a pregnant woman, stam, a person smells food, it says that he should not swallow the saliva that forms in his mouth. As a result of it, he should spit that out because of sakana. Siv Dalad, Yoledes Togimel Yamim Lotisanaklal. The first 3 days after giving birth, a woman should not be fasting altogether. Migimel Ad Zayin, from 3 until 7, Imrama Tzrichani Machilinosa. If she says, "I need," we give her food. Mikan v'elach, after that point, harehu kachol adam, she is like everybody else. Now, what happens if from 3 to 7 she doesn't say anything? So it would sound like what we do is we don't give her any food. That's only if the people around her don't think she needs food. But if the people around her think she needs food, the halacha is that even if she doesn't say anything, but she's between 3 and 7, we make her eat. What is a yoledes? This is not only after birth, but once a woman is actually in active labor, the halacha is that she is a yoledes and does not have to fast. Now, what happens if a woman within the first three days of birth says, I don't need food? Some hold you give her food anyway, and others hold that you give her food, but you give her pachas mikashir, and not more than that. Now further, the yomim elu ein monon osam me'es la'es. These days are not 3 sets of 24 hours. Kagon im yolda b'shiva b'tishrei be'erev. She gave birth after night. Which is now Erev Shiva B'Tishrei, Ein Machilin Osa B'Yom Kippur. So you have 7, 8, 9, and that's it. Im Lo Amrit Tzrichani, unless she says, "I need," because she's between 3 and 7. Afal Pish Lo Shomu Lo Gimel Yomim Ad Yom Kippur Be'erev Mishum Nekivin Shenichnas Yom Revil Leidasa Mikri Lachar Shlosha. As soon as the fourth day comes in, she's not Toh Gimel. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings that there are those who argue with the Machaber, and they hold that we do go me'es la'es. And the Mishnah Berurah comes out and he says that we say Savik Brachas Lahakel, and you should not be Machmir.